朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我实在不愿意用世界上的例子，但是你看，你去就算当了白宫的幕僚又怎样？
And I really don't want to use worldly illustration, but if you are a staff member in the White House, so what?
三天两头被换掉，对不对？
In two, three days, you're probably, you know, exchanged for another person.
原来很神奇，过两天就不见了。
And one of, you know, this day you may think that you're so-and-so, the next day you may not have your job.
而且地上的领袖多难 priest.
And it's so difficult to please the leaders of this world.
甚至有时候就觉得不值得你把整个命卖给他。
And sometimes you would feel like it's not worth it for me to offer up my life to this person.
但是圣经上告诉我们，我们是侍奉永生神。
And the scripture tells us, but we are serving the eternal God.
而且我们所有做的事情是不能震动的国，是有永恒价值的。
And everything that we are doing onto this kingdom is a kingdom that cannot be shaken. It has an eternal value.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前一定要带着感恩的心。
So brothers and sisters, I say again, as we come before the Lord, we need to have a heart of thanksgiving.
千万不要觉得服事是给主面子。
Do not ever think,For me to serve the Lord is that I save face for Him.
当我们的侍奉是为了好像给人面子，或是为了被要求，那我们里面早晚有一天会疲倦，会埋怨的。
If our services is doing a favor for someone.Or because someone has required of us, then I will tell you sooner or later we'll become weary. We all need to know that every ounce of my service is towards the Lord and the Lord alone. He is the author of the universe. And there was a hymn that, or a song that says, the host of heaven above is worshiping him.
He said, 我的良人就是主耶稣。他说一举目。众天使皆下拜。
And then the song says, My beloved, which is the Lord himself, he lift up his gaze and all the host bows down.
万王之王太荣耀了，没有天使敢直接看他。
He is the king of kings and no angel dare to behold him.
他说当主一举目的时候，所有天使砰一声，千万天使全部跪在地上不敢看他。
He says, My beloved, when he lift up his gaze, the host of heaven prostrated immediately.
你就晓得我们今天对主实在是太怠慢了。
You begin to discover when we look at the way our attitude towards him that we are very, very, we have diluted his supremacy.
当神睁开我们眼睛的时候
，And when the Lord truly opened our eyes，
你看但以理整个全身没有力，瘫在地上。
You discover that Daniel he has no strength within him; he prostrated on the ground.
你看巴摩海岛的约翰，一看见人子的异象，整个人像死了一样。
The apostle John on the island of Patmos, he was lying as if he was dead.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道我们所侍奉的到底是谁。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know whom we are serving today.
让我们带着感恩的心来侍奉他。
That with a thankful heart we come and serve him.
所以李弟兄说，如果我们真被神开眼了哈
，Brother Watchman Nee says that if our eyes are truly opened by the Lord,
我们会跪着趴着说，主啊，求你。给我侍奉你的机会。
And we will kneel, we will crawl to the Lord and say, Lord, give me an opportunity to serve you.
求你悦纳我对你的奉献。
Please accept the offerings that I bring to you.
因为我们都以为我们是给主面子。
Because we all think that, oh Lord, we're doing you a favor.
所以有一年我记得在祷告会的时候
I remember one particular prayer meeting
等一下我们如果有时间也可以唱这首歌好那时候唱639首侍奉耶稣真有快乐
Hymn 369 we said is such a joy to serve Jesus
我记得那年祷告会我就问弟兄姊妹觉得侍奉耶稣真有快乐的举手
I don't remember that particular prayer meeting I asked brothers and sisters how many of you really feel that serving Jesus is full of joy
100% 都举手
Almost 100% of the people in the meeting lifted their hands
然后我就再问第二个问题
And then I asked the second question
我觉得侍奉真有快乐的请举手
Those of you who feel service is full of joy lift up your hands
你猜多少人举手
You know how many people lifted their hands then?
三分之一
About a third of the people
结果有一次我在南半球澳洲培灵会的时候，我问了同样的问题。
And another conference, I've asked the same question to the brothers and sisters there.
结果差不多。
And it's about the results were about the same.
换句话说，本教会、外教会、北半球、南半球的都差不多。
It doesn't matter if it was our church or some other church, Northern Hemisphere or Southern Hemisphere. The responses are all about the same.
我就问弟兄姊妹说，这两个侍奉耶稣跟侍奉中间。该不该有等号？
And I asked brothers and sisters, serving Jesus and service, should there be something that is, should there be an equal sign between the two?
因为照着圣经来说，保罗在哥罗西书三章二十三节告诉我们。
Paul told us in Colossians chapter 3,
他说无论做什么，从心里做，像是给主做的。
He says, no matter what you do, do it unto the Lord as if you're doing it unto the Lord.
所以正确的侍奉就是我不管做什么，我都是直接做在主的身上。
And so the right attitude, the right service is no matter what we do it unto the Lord.
我不管做什么，我都是在侍奉耶稣。
And no matter what I am doing, I am serving Jesus.
那如果侍奉耶稣真有快乐的话，那我无论做什么都是侍奉耶稣，那我应该。
If serving Jesus is truly full of joy, then no matter what I do in service, I should be joyous.
那谁把这个等号给拿掉了？
Who removed this equal sign?
或者什么原因这个等号不存在了？
What caused these two terms to not equal one another anymore?
就是我们在侍奉的里面不知不觉就把我们的眼目、我们的时间、我们的注意力放在事情。
It is that when we're serving, unknowingly we took our gaze and our attention.Off of the Lord and onto the things that we're doing.
我们把侍奉最关键的一件事是侍奉永生神，是侍奉耶稣这个东西给淡化掉了。
The one most important element of service is that we're serving unto the Lord, and that component has been removed in our mind.
所以当我们服侍辛苦，服侍碰到挫折的时候，我们会有很多的埋怨，会很疲倦。
So when we're weary, when we're serving and we have difficulties and maybe misunderstandings, then we're full of complaints.
弟兄姊妹，我不是在讲你们，我自己就是这样爬出来的。
Brother, I'm not talking about you particularly. I myself came out of that.
很多的时候累到一个地步，说不干了。
There's so many times I was so tired. I said to the Lord, Lord, I'm done.
就像有一次我们长子会开会，有个弟兄说，我干嘛要去受他气？我又不欠他什么。
And,
要被他这样骂。
We're in an MED meeting, and one of the brothers says, "Why do I need to be scolded by so and so? I don't owe him anything."
你们服事上有没有碰到这样的挫折
？In your service, have you felt this?
我明明好心，明明花这么多功夫，来看你的脸色。
And we use all of our hearts and our diligence, and then we have to look at the way you treat us.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们，所有的侍奉必须是向主，因为保罗就接下来说，因为你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
And so Paul tells us that all of our service needs to be unto the Lord because who we are serving is Jesus Christ himself.
不仅无论做什么，从心里做，像是给主做的。
No matter what, not only do we do unto the Lord, no matter what we are doing,
他后来干脆直接讲，讲得清清楚楚，他说，因为你们所侍奉的乃是主。
Because he and then he clarified it and said it very clearly. Because the one whom you serve is the Lord Himself.
啊，所以在这里我们发现这个人是从比较就变成埋怨了。
And we discover this person who was working in the very first group. He begins to compare and he begins to complain.
啊，我们今天在侍奉上我们会埋怨，很多的时候也都是因为比较。后来变成 compete， 后来变成 complain。
A lot of times, our services we end up being or complaining because we start to compare, we start to compete with one another.
为什么他可以当小组长，我不能当
？Why is so and so allowed to be a small group leader and I cannot？
像我们教会是相反哈，为什么我要当小组长，他不当
？And our church is different. You know, why do I have to be the small group leader? Why can't so and so be the small group leader？
小组长都阿闷哈。
Any small group leader want to say amen?
那就是因为这个侍奉神的事情，当我们一去比较的时候，我们里面也会有 frustration.
Brothers, I will say, even in the matters of serving the Lord, as soon as we start to compare, then we will begin to complain.
我们侍奉的里面一不是为着主，不是直接为着主，我们就容易 complain.
The moment we lose sight that my service is unto the Lord, then we will begin to complain. 啊。
所以主在这里告诉这个人，他说我要恩典给别人，难道不行吗？这是我的事情。
At the end of the story, the master said to this man, who I wish to be generous to, isn't that my business? Why is it your issue?
所以这是一件很重要的事情，就是我们千万千万不要 在我的生活上，在我各方面，在我的侍奉上都去跟别人有任何的比较。
And again, I want to caution everyone that in our lives, in our services, in all manners of the things that we do in life, do not fall into the state of comparing with one another.
所以刚才读的诗篇103篇第二节，他说我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
Psalm 103 says, O my soul, you need to praise the Lord. Do not forget all of his goodness.
这个属灵的健忘症啊。
And again, we are very forgetful, spiritually speaking.
我们很容易就忘记的，这其实都是恩典。
Oftentimes we forget, and we don't realize that everything we have is of grace.
那么第三件事情。
The third thing.
当神召我们进葡萄园，进他的园子里面来侍奉他的时候。
When the Lord has called us into his vineyard to come into service.
不仅仅本身就是一件值得我们感恩的事情。
Not only is that call in itself something we should be thankful for.
虽然外面我们都有自己的职业。
As truly outwardly, we all have our secular work, secular jobs.
那工程师、律师、老师、裁缝师，什么师都是师，没有关系的，各做各的。
Engineers, lawyers, doctors, teachers, whatever errors you may be.
但是我们所有的人都是在侍奉神。
But every one of us, we are serving the Lord.
就像我们弟兄告诉我们的，他说你所有的职业都是我们的副业。
And there's a brother that tells us that all our secular work are secondary.
我们的正业是侍奉神。
Our primary occupation is to serve the Lord.
你们阿门吗？
Do you amen to that?
真阿门吗？
Do you really amen to that?
我就不要试了哈。我以前问说你在做什么，工程师，我在做什么，我什么。那你晓得我们这是我们在地上看得见的。
And again, outwardly we can see our what we do every day.
但是如果我们看见我们在神的眼中被成为君尊的祭司，被召出来侍奉神。
But when we truly begin to see that behind all this, we are called out to be royal priests to come and to serve him.
我跟你说，不知道有多少的天使羡慕你，羡慕。
And I will tell you, there's so many hosts, so many angels, they admire to be you, admire to be me.
他们只是服役的灵，为我们这些蒙恩的人来效力而已。
They are ministering spirits who are laboring, who are serving us.
那真正侍立在神面前的却是你跟我。
But the ones who truly stand in ministry unto God is you and me.
而我们比旧约的圣徒更有福的是，今天在圣灵里，我们随时可以来到神的面前。
We are more blessed, the saints of the Old Testament, because any given moment we can come and stand before God.
所以侍奉神本身就是一个大恩典。
And again, to serve the Lord is an immense grace in itself.
有这样子的地位跟特权本身就是一个恩典。
To have this position and this right to serve him is of his grace.
更何况我们现在进到第三个点。
Not to say today we come to this third point.
今天我们不光是有这样子的地位跟机会侍奉神，要让我们感恩。
Not only do we have the opportunity and the status to come and serve the Lord in this manner,
而是整个侍奉的过程，在我这一生侍奉神的过程全是恩典。为什么？
But the process of serving him, it is also of his grace. Why?
你发现这个比喻有一个很有两个，至少有两个很重要的一个特点。
You come to look at this parable, there's two key points that you can glean from it.
他第一个在这里讲到说，我们是不是能够带着感恩的心从主领受神所给我们的每一个机会。
Foremost, are we able to be thankful for every opportunity received from the Lord?
是不是能够很忠心的在主所给我的托付中来讨主喜悦，来荣耀神？
And are we able to be faithful concerning the commissions the Lord has given us and to please Him and glorify Him in all things?
换句话说，神没有叫我们去做比较的事。
In other words, the Lord did not tell us to go compare.
神只在乎我有没有忠心。带着感恩的心好好的来侍奉他。
All God cares about whether you have been faithful, whether you have come with a thankful heart in serving him.
是不是在乎神所给我的机会。
Do you care about the opportunities that he's given you?
这个 那天看到这个穆迪传记里面一个小小的故事。
And I heard, I read a story in the biography in our brother Moody.
穆迪他才22岁的时候，他已经办主日学，儿童主日，他非常注重主日学，他的学生已经到1500个人。
And when he was in his twenties, early twenties, he was responsible for children ministry, and the number of children came to about 1,500.
他在19世纪被神重用，影响了美洲大陆跟欧洲。
In the 19th century, he was influential in America, the churches in America, and also in Europe.
他本身没有受过太多的教育，大概最多中学。可是他那个爱灵魂、爱神的心，影响了两岸。
He wasn't very highly educated, maybe at a junior high level, but his heart, his fervor for the house of God.Cross the Atlantic.
人家说至少有100万的人在他的聚会里面决志信主。
And some people say there's probably ten million people.
One million.
One million people that came to faith because of his preaching.
有一次教会突然来了一个弟兄哈。
One day, there's a brother that came to visit the church.
跑来跟穆迪说，他说穆迪，我很想跟你一起来服侍哈。
And the brother came to him and say, Brother Moody, I really want to serve along your side.
那穆迪就问他说，你能做什么？
And Brother Moody asked him, What is it can you do?
他说我会擦鞋哈。
And he says, I know how to shine shoes.
我也可以帮你打打杂。
And I could do just like a thatcher, do whatever.
然后他说，另外，也许你在聚会的时候，我可以在门口请人进来。听到
Maybe during the service, I could be outside the front door and invite people to come in.
穆迪说太好了。
And Brother Moody said, that's wonderful.
所以你知道这样子的一个外面完全不起眼，没有什么高深教育，没有什么恩赐能力的人。
Outwardly, this person that did not have any special skill sets or any gifts.
光在门口把人请进来聚会。
And all he did was stand at the door and.Usher people into the meeting.
他们说至少有1000个人因为他而觉得进来信了耶稣的。
And the story says there's probably at least a thousand people that came in and came to Christ because of what he did.
我不晓得今天在座你们都是高等教育了。
And many of us who are sitting here in this room were highly educated.
那我们可能传福音得救的人还不见得比得上他。一千个。
The people that come to faith in Jesus Christ through our sharing the gospel probably cannot be compared with what he has done.
虽然穆迪救了100万，他救了1000个，我觉得在神的眼中，神在乎你是不是忠于我所给你的角色和责任。
Moody has saved a million, this brother saved 1,000, but what God cares about, whether you've been faithful with the role that I put you to do or put you in.
另外我昨天在祷告的时候我就想起来这个剑桥七节，大家听过剑桥七节吗？
I was praying yesterday and I came to mind, I was brought to mind the Cambridge Seven.
Cambridge Seven, yeah. 那这个他们是1885年七个人一起到中国，受了戴德生的影响去参加内地会。
And 1885, they were influenced by Hudson Taylor. They went to inland China to minister.
他们家里面不是很有钱，就是将军的儿子，就是医生的儿子，而且都读剑桥哈，至少五个是剑桥毕业的。
And at least five of them were a graduate of Cambridge, and they all came from very wealthy families. Their parents are of military lineage and so forth.
他们在运动上也是非常有名，在英国甚至在世界上都有名的。
And they're renowned athletes, not only in England but worldwide.
好，所以他们在整个英国就引起了很大的轰动。
And there was a huge commotion in England because of them.
而且带动了很多人投入这个宣教士的行列。
And a lot of people joined in the work of event or
人家想这些都是世界佼佼者，生活这么富裕，这么好。这么好的前途为什么都放下来到中国来？
And they all wonder, these people seemingly have such a wonderful gifts and talents, but they laid it all aside and came to China to serve.
所以他们说剑桥不是他们的 destination, China 才是，他们整个的心就是要把福音传给我们。
It's the Cambridge is not our destination, but China is. Their entire heart is to bring the gospel into China.
所以内地会也因为他们宣教士的人数一下子加倍。
So inland China mission, the number of missionaries that went there begins to multiply more and more.
但是大家都在注意剑桥七节的时候。
And as everybody was focusing on these seven individuals,
有一次我读到一个小小的文章，一个同时间牛津大学毕业的一个人。
There was another a person who graduated from Oxford University.
他自己在他的灵修日记上面写到，他说任何一座桥 都需要有沉到水底下不被人看见不被人知道的 foundation.
He wrote this in his journal entry. He says that for every bridge, there always exists a foundation that is buried under the water that no one sees.
他说如果可能的话我愿意我甘心做这个石头。
He says if it's possible, I'm willing to be such a person.
所以他到了非洲去宣教结果才一年他就殉道了。
And he went to Africa and to be a missionary. Within a year, he lost his life.
很少人知道他的名字，连我现在都不知道他叫什么名字。
Very few people knew his name. I tell you, I still don't know his name.
所以你看下一张图。
The next picture.
那是什么桥
？What is that bridge?
如果你这个桥都不认识的话，今天下午去一趟。
If you don't know which bridge this is, maybe you need to take a visit in San Francisco.
金门大桥。
This is the Golden Gate Bridge.
虽然金门大桥有名是它上面的吊绳
and it is beautiful what you can see and the steel above water
但是多少的石头埋在水底下从来没有人看到它
and the foundation that holds this bridge up erect are things that people do not see
外面的金门桥早上照雾里照晚上照吸引了世界各地的人来看这个金门桥
people all over the world would take pictures of this bridge in the morning, the afternoon, in the fog, and clear day
我到现在没有 我带过至少四十次到人到金门桥去、啊
I brought at least 40 times people to come and visit this site
但是到目前为止没有一个人叫我带他沉到水底下去看石头
Not a single one of them would tell me Pastor you can you take me underwater so I can see the foundation of this bridge
弟兄姊妹今天在神家里面有人像穆迪一样别人看到他
Brothers and sisters in the house of God there will be an individual that's like our brother Moody that everybody can see
但是别人可能看不到在门口拉人的这个弟兄
But perhaps people will not set their gaze upon those who are at the front door ushering people in
就连穆迪本身
Even our brother Moody himself
人看到的是他外面的恩赐他在那里传福音
What people can see on the outside are the gifts that the Lord has utilized
但是有几个人看到他背后跪在主面前祷告清早四五点起来祷告
But nobody really seldom pay attention or see that he would wake up 4 a.m. in the morning kneeling before the Lord in prayer
几个人看见他对神是存着一个绝对顺服的心
How many people can see his heart that he has a singular heart towards the Lord
这是埋在地底下的
This is what's buried under the ground
一棵树树根没有人看到的
a tree, its roots, most people don't see
但是它能够长得 多少果子它能够经得起经不起风暴全是那看不见的地方
But how much fruit that this tree can bear and how much of the storm can endure all depends on the roots that it cannot be seen
所以弟兄姊妹我希望我们今天在这样子的一篇信息里面我们要知道神在乎我们是不是在每一个机会里带着感恩的心忠于所托
Brother and sister, I want to share and I want to pray that through this message we can all come to gaze and to realize what God really cares about, our faithfulness towards Him and service.
第二个问题讲到侍奉主最重要的还不在于我外面得到的什么赏赐。
And we said in your outline, the most important part of serving the Lord has little to do with the outward rewards that we receive.
而是我在侍奉的里面我变成了一个怎样的人。
What matters the most is the manner of person that we become in the process of serving Him.
我们学到的什么？
What have we learned?
我们被塑造的什么像主的性格？
Have we cultivated any Christ-like characters?
神怎么看我们？
How does the Lord see us?
这些才是最重要的事、啊。
These are the most precious things.
所以以前在我们开工到现在，有的时候我一些服事请一些弟兄做的时候，我们请他做的时候。
In the start of this church to this time to now, particularly in the beginning when we ask brothers and sisters to do a particular service.
我记得有一个 PhD 的弟兄，我请他做 maintenance， 他说于弟兄。我一直想知道你为什么叫我做维修。
And there was a PhD brother. I kept asking this brother to be responsible for the maintenance group. And he asked me, Pastor, why did you always ask me to do that?
他至少问了我两三次。
He asked me about 2-3 times.
他说我既不会水电，又不会这个，又不会那个，你为什么叫我做
？I don't know electrical. I don't know plumbing. I don't know these things. But why would you want me to do it?
我说跟你的恩赐能力没有关系。我说这个服事是为着你的生命的。
And I said, pertaining to your gifts and your abilities, maybe they're not related, but it's utmost important concerning your life.
那我们整洁组的队长为什么是公司的董事长，或是脑神经内科的医生，或是这个师长的这个旁边的随从官，都是 不需要他那样子的能力跟才干来做事情的。
And our church have a lot of brothers and sisters who are responsible for a particular service group, cleaning group. And they are all doctors and maybe high positions in the military. We don't need their particular status to do this ministry.
因为我们在乎塑造出一个好的生命，他可以用生命去影响生命，影响整个教会。
But we care about the leadership in this church that was cultivated as the life within, that with their life they may be influential to the brothers and sisters around them and the situations around them.
我们也碰到弟兄很可爱，你看有一个弟兄他拿了一个博士三个硕士，你叫他做任何事情他不问为什么做。
And we have wonderful brothers who are in this church that he's got three PhDs, but no matter what you ask him to do, he'll go and do it.
他真的把他做得非常好的。
And he does a really good job.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们希望 在所有的侍奉里面让神改变我们的生命。
And brothers and sisters, we pray that in the midst of services that God would transform our lives.
但我没有时间多说，但是我希望这句话能够在我们的里面，让我们珍惜所有侍奉的机会。
I don't have the opportunity to keep going, but I pray that we will really treasure every opportunity that God has given us to serve Him.
光为了能够侍奉主，就值得我们感恩。
And again, the ability to serve the Lord alone is sufficient for us to be thankful.
更何况借着侍奉主，我可以在一切的事上长进。
And not to say that in the process of serving Him, I can grow in all things.
当我带着感恩的心去做的时候，我就不会埋怨，而且我充满了喜乐。
And when I do it with a thankful heart, I don't do it with complaining.And actually, full of joy as I'm doing it.
当我带着感恩的心去做的时候，我不仅仅会很忠心的把它做好，我会在这件事情上不住的长进。
As I am thankful when I do this particular task, not only would I grow more and more faithful, I will continue to grow and thrive in the midst of what I'm doing.
我们觉得这是 what an honor, what a privilege, 我们可以 serve God.
And we'll say what an honor, what a privilege that we can come and serve God.
然后圣灵在这里教导我们，帮助我们，扩大我们，提升我们。
And the Holy Spirit come and teach us. He will correct us. He will lift us up.
好，为什么最后一个问题？耶稣结尾的时候要说，那在后的要在前，在前的要在后了。
And at the very end of this message, I leave with you a question. Why did the Lord conclude by saying, "So the last will be first, and the first last"?
当我们一埋怨的时候
，the moment we start complaining,
我们所有的东西其实都失去了它的价值。
We've lost the value of all that we possess.
诗篇五十篇告诉我们，凡是以感谢献上为祭的，就是荣耀我。
Psalm 50 tells us, "Those who offer unto the Lord the sacrifices of praise is glorifying Him."
五十篇二十三节，当我们用感谢来献上的时候，神得到荣耀。
When we offer Him thanksgiving, we are actually glorifying God.
在神的眼中，那个价值
，and in God's eyes, the sense of worth,
远超过其他的
surpasses.That which we
所以神在乎我们所是的过于我们所做的。
And I say God cares about who we are far more than what we do.
当我在整个过程里面为着荣耀神而做的时候
，If the entire process I do it for the sake of glorifying God.
带着感恩的心而做的时候
，And with a thankful heart that I do it.
我相信主的心得到荣耀。
I trust that the Lord's heart would be glorified.
而且我们的服事的价值一定大过外面的得到的钱，啊。还有我们别人给我们的肯定
and the worth and the value that we receive in that process of serving the Lord surpasses any wealth or any affirmation that we can receive from people.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目，愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。